Hey yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Real Live Talk family. It's your man Live Ty Handles. Coming to you live and direct like I do.
Yo, hey,
on
yo,
this
yo.
On this meaningful Monday night segment right here. Yes indeed. All praises due.
The
utmost respect.
To the world living, breathing God, the universal.
To the utmost, the high, the most high. Thank you for this opportunity right here. Let us shine on it. So, thank you all who tap in. It's time to escalate the masses, you know what I mean? I know you hear me.
Wake them up, y'all. Wake them up.
I know you hear me. At the end of the day, sometimes get conflicted and irritated with what is actual and what is factual. So, hey, it's about to go to another level. Like it needs to go. Yes, indeed. When it comes to this podcast platform movement, when it comes to the adult time stories, when it comes to the real live sports talking debates, like this whole podcasting thing is real to me. So I got something for it.
We really in this motherfucker.
No problem.
We really
up in here. I got Cleveland's own Sean Capone with me in the brethren. You know what I mean? He over here in his real live comfortable creative space. The way it's supposed to be. Yeah, this situation is building real fast. Actually, I would say real fast as far as like rapid on speed. Yeah. But it's
growing legs fast.
It's growing legs fast. So, it is what it be. And it be what it is. Because on this podcast platform right here, keep it all the way real live with self, reality, the people, and life. In general, I gotta always put that out there because folks forget those elements of life when it comes to making moves and making decisions. That makes sense to you? Sure does to me.
I look back, y'all.
But, we here with episode 39, season 5, all the way live 365.
Season 5.
Now, due to the fact I know I've been a little bit spacious and gapped out. Yeah, I said gapped out. But, you know, keeping the full blown theme and objective in mind. It's 365 days of the year. I want to give you 365 real live episodes and then some a year, a season. So it's all good. It's all good. It's going to be accomplished this time right here. It is definitely going to be accomplished this time around here.
And everything got a time and a place.
Time is everything. Yes, indeed. So,
and we are at our best when we are in a position to snatch it or act upon it at that moment. That's what you call being in the moment.
Mm.
When you're there on time and you right there and bam, you can execute, you can dominate, you could manipulate and control that moment.
Yeah.
Like you ever had some shit happen before? You ever meet somebody before? Or you know, said somebody you know, and like it seemed like it's always the wrong time for y'all.
The wrong season.
Or it might be you and the homie. Every time y'all run into each other, it's your boy too, but your schedules be off. It be the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Then you've met somebody you knew for a while, and y'all meet each other and it be that right time. Oh, you ain't know me neither. But, oh, let's move. Bam.
And shit happens accordingly.
And you in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, all the way factual right there. And this is one of those times, but I'm gonna try and be real live and direct, immediate and to the point, and not drag this out. When it comes to generational wealth. We all know money is an important factor of life and survival, right? Okay. Let's go ahead and move past that.
Yep. Make the world.
Sometimes it's not about the individual. It's not about the money. It's about the individuals that control the money or have access to money.
Ain't that something?
That can change up the whole dynamics and landscape of everything going on in your family dynamics.
Break that down for them. The people that control the money, what do you mean by that?
Well, you have a big group of individuals that have generated wealth from taking other individuals' wealth. Okay? We're not going to harp on that one. You heard what I just said.
Yeah.
You have individuals who have generated their wealth from taking other individuals' wealth. Okay, moving along.
And folks who came into it and just held on to it.
That part. It's funny that you went there next.
It's like you look up and you're like, damn, they got the, oh, shit. Wow.
Now, here's the one thing about money. Okay. And I've seen this situation up close, live and direct, with my own eyes,
up close
and own live experiences. You have individuals that have eons of money.
You're lit.
And they do the same typical ass, rich type, wealthy shit. And they're unhappy. They're unsatisfied in life.
All the money.
Like, for real, like, I've had different moments in life where counting certain kind of money, depending on the occupation I was going along with at the time, made a difference. It brought a different kind of morale.
Like, got it lit.
Like, for real. Let me make sure I'm not babbling and dancing around the point.
I mean, you could be around somebody who got the bag, right? And he come around and make everybody feel good. Everybody, you know what? They ain't even thinking about the bag he got because everybody just enjoying and having such a, the energy is such, you know what I'm saying? It's there, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even thinking about this nigga being a man. You don't even look at him like that because he ain't presenting himself like that. You know you good when you with them, right? Then you got the guy with the bag come around, and all of a sudden everybody feel all ill and nervous and out of place and shit. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
One thing about energy, genuine, authentic, real live energy, folks should not feel uncomfortable once you enter the room or your energy is present.
Mm-hmm.
For that rare number of individuals that actually are, most of the time, their intersection ain't all the way intact. Conducive to real life growth. Yeah. Y'all should know by now I like the word conducive. But their energy, because of their own deep down guilt, or whatever the case be, you know, it's different strokes for different folks, but individuals that are uncomfortable with your positive, cool real live energy presence are individuals that are operating from a frequency that is, as my brethren says, you got that L's on your back. You got them Larceny. You got that Larceny on your back.
All on that motherfucker.
All on that motherfucker. So, with individuals like that, they're going to shit on the individuals that actually were a benefit to them. They're going to have this certain kind of moxie and confidence that is just, you're looking at them like, oh, okay. Okay. For real? That's what you do? That's what we doing here? Alright. Anyway, moving forward. How it ties into the topic at hand. When it comes to generational wealth and health, you are only as good as the company you keep. So if you have a small, medium, or large group of individuals that operate from the victim mentality type of frequency, important elements of life, such as accountability, recognition, reflection, they just elude you. Because you have the victim mentality. So therefore, you're not going to understand those situations right there. You're not going to understand the importance of the real kind of loyalty. Not the loyalty based on familiarity or corny ass shit. You know what I mean? I'm around who I'm around. Going back to self. I'm around who I'm around. And integrate who I integrate with for a reason.
Right.
Because I've seen enough individuals out here and been through enough situations in life and experiences in life that have me all the way like, oh, okay, I'm cool.
Right.
I know what it is. I know what it ain't.
And you know, and sometimes, you know, and some folks, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, you can see shit, you can see the same thing over and over again, don't even realize you're looking at it, you know what I'm saying, because it comes in different faces or whatever. So you got to recognize what you're looking at, you know what I'm saying, and know what you're looking at, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. All the way through. So, I mean, with that being the case, your decision making and place of discernment, it has to be on a different kind of frequency than the average individual.
Yeah.
See, the average individual is operating on the frequency of creatures of habit, repetitive nature. And folks that are difficult to deal with, by them operating under that frequency right there in that sequence, in that frequency, they are always going to be individuals that, if it's not their way, when they need it to be their way, they're going to be difficult about it. It's kind of adapting to change. But one thing about life, it's all about change.
No.
So, okay. How does it tie into generational wealth? Well, it's all about that pay it forward situation that a lot of people like to allude. If I'm in a position to help everybody that means something to me and is important to me, why wouldn't I do it? Because whatever that move is, and those individuals are, whoever they are,
and if they're going to be around me, it would only make sense. You know what I'm saying? For them to share in the abundance so we could all have it together. You know, I'm going to tell y'all something about a dude like me. Like, you know, I don't like going out. I ain't about to sit up here. Like, most of the time, like, if I know my mans ain't got it, right? 8 times out of 10, I'm either about to just hand my man, like, $25 or something. Or, you know what I'm saying? I ain't about to sit up here and order his drink in front of everybody and shit and everything. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna let him be his own individual and order accordingly, right? Okay. Bringing me to my point right there. I'm glad you brought that something up. I'm glad you brought a scenario up like that. Because
it's something small, but
you listen to people. If you really fuck with people, mm-hmm. you listen to their plights, what mm-hmm. they got going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you sitting there and listening to it. And if you're in the position to give this individual or individuals $1,500 a piece. Okay, to some people, like, man, that ain't shit. That ain't no life-changing shit. Yeah, it is. The individual, well, you hear.
Exactly what's going on.
Like, okay, I'm about to go all the way real live talk with you in here. The chicks out here, that on one side of their mouth, they upscan the chicks. They just trying to do this and the right thing, and boom, boom, boom. On the other side of their mouth, there's a fee to be a part of the fun. So they pretty much are prostitutes that don't want to say, they don't want to hold that title. So they have a price to enjoy their fucking physical good nature.
One more time.
They have a price and a fee to enjoy their physical good nature. Notice I only said physical. Okay. So when you're dealing with those kind of individuals, you're like, oh, okay. Well, they present this kind of energy to not just me, but multiple individuals. All right. Okay. Let me go ahead and solve this dumbass problem.
Right. That's what this is. Okay.
I'm about to expose you all the way because I'm going to give you a little bit more than your dumbass fee is. And really expose you.
Expose them all the way. Oh,
you're
going to
be really exposed.
Yo, yo.
Because at the end of the day.
They don't know about that.
At the end of the day, a man like me to spend money on some physical, sexual, passionate, raunchy, I'm not. Come on now. Get the fuck out of here. I got. I'm not going to even brag about what I got. When it comes to those riches, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Whatever. I'm not hard up. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. I'm not one of the hard up ones that have to go that route to make sure I get the half ass, non existent, fake respect that you're gonna give me in the moment because you just got cashed out real quick.
Yeah, yo.
For your whack ass fee. To be who you naturally are. Because here's why I know you naturally are that way. You sit up and waste time for the motherfucker. You know, when it comes to these chicks, you know, I only deal with, you know, heterosexual relationship type shit. But you got these chicks, man, they invest their time in niggas and men and dudes that are not worthy. And they showed you who they were on top. But you invest that time because you wanted to work so much. And when that don't work out, you go into the hurt people mentality, the victimized mentality, and you hurt individuals that actually are naturally good and genuine and authentic. It happens on the male to female relationship situation and the female to male situation. It happens.
All the time.
So you sitting there dealing with those kind of situations and you're watching the shit, you looking like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And you listen to their style. Because the one thing, I'm going to go ahead and say this. You want to turn me on? Don't give me your backstory. Don't tell me what's wrong with you in the moment. Ooh. I don't give a fuck about your problems.
Red flag.
Just be nasty and ready because you know you're about to get paid for your punk ass services. You fucking raggedy ass bras, huh? Raggedy ass niggas that come with that energy and shit. Yo. Do I make sense? Am I making sense on this?
Man. Yeah, man. No.
Go ahead, man.
No, check this out. Though.
Speak on it, brother.
Man, you meet a chick, and she heard from a chick who heard her. What you supposed to do with that?
You just gonna look at their asses with the sadness of the fucking, oh, damn. So you found out how y'all are, huh? You found out how y'all are, huh?
Yeah, she really.
You got hurt by your own fucking gender.
She really fucked
up. Yeah.
She really
I would never get hurt by my own gender.
She really fucked up in the head.
I will never get hurt by my own gender. on the physical, sexual, raunchy, man. Moments of the heart kind of level. Oh, man, I got love again. No, it ain't happening.
No, we gonna like this
but
monster.
But y'all, women, like, so.
Like this monster.
For y'all, this can go to a whole other level, but we gonna save it the script. We gonna save it the script.
Just for example. That's just an example. That's one level of it, all right?
We talking about generational wealth. The key element to that is having money. You can have the money, but doing the right thing with it. The right thing with it.
Yep.
If you're an individual that rolls on, comes up on some real live motherfucking difference making money, invest in the children's future. Don't just spoil them with clothes, shoes, food, and clothes. You know what I mean?
All the superficial shit. No. Right.
Have each one with $2,000 or more. In their future endeavors, whatever it be,
you know,
and
one of the easiest ways to do it, you know what I'm saying? You know, like a lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you set your structure up right with the finances, right? And you got your shit moving, right? Now then, what you want to do then? Maybe after that, like, you know what I'm saying? You want to get into some business, right? You want to legitimize yourself, right? But then check this out, though. How about when you do that, though? Now, you bring, like, your brother or somebody you trust that you know that's smart.
Well, you think you trust.
That's on the same wavelength as you. You bring them in there and you start letting them learn this along with you. You know what I'm saying? Now they...
Pay it forward on that,
bro. Now they know how to do some business. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say if you started a clothing shop. You know what I'm saying? You might want to go ahead and get one of your little nephews and get the little equipment and show him how to print and press shirts and everything. And then have him show his brother. Now your nephew's got a shirt business. You know what I'm saying? Something that, and you could, while you're bringing this along, you know what I'm saying? All of you guys are progressing and getting into business, you know what I'm saying?
You don't even realize it, but you do realize it because you're going with that mouth one. That's the one thing about content creating. Having the musical ability. I'm trying to go next levels with it. Because, hey, we ain't promised tomorrow, right?
Never.
So, with that being the case, I don't want to sit up, you know, and be...
Yeah, we got one life to live like the soap operas, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. That's some of that right there. So you want to put? I personally try and put my children. I have them around me when I'm doing certain grinds, and I want them to understand. Like, at the end of the day, you learned this from your dad. Not trying to separate myself from your mom, or anything, but if your mom ain't put you on with this,
right? This is what I'm gonna show you right here.
This is what it is. I've had close to $1 million before in my own presence. See, it's the difference. It's the experiences. The most money I've counted, you know what I mean, in one room. I've seen a room full of money that was as tall as me. And I ain't short.
Yeah, not at all.
But the most money I've counted, hand to hand, in the motherfucking putting the time in, was $3.5 million, and I was exhausted at that point.
Yeah, ain't on and like
$3.5 million kid dollars cash, counting it through money machine, motherfucking shit frequencies. That ain't shit.
That's some tedious shit too, y'all.
That ain't shit.
Y'all gotta understand, like counting out $250,000
It's cash, a fucking...
And cash money is a motherfucker. You know how many times you got to keep up count. You know what I'm saying?
You got to keep up count.
Once you pass the first 10,000, you really
your lost. Mind is on mush.
You got to go get the machine now.
Say it again to him.
You got to go get the machine, man.
So therefore, there's not a money amount that excites me. You'd be like, oh, get that. I just know, depending on the money amount, what I'll be able to do for those that count.
Right.
And nothing counts more at that time than self. And how I carry self, It spreads generational wealth. That's what this podcast episode right here is about. Ain't about how much money you got. Ain't about none of that shit. It's about the individual that has the money and has access to the money.
And they can't take it with you anyway, right?
If you a creature of habit on disrespect, you're going to be a disrespectful individual with money.
Because at the end of the day, see, the money... Look, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all the secret. A part of it anyway. I didn't get too deep on y'all. But the money ain't even real, y'all. You take pride in providing and getting the tangible things that the money allows you to get. You know what I'm saying? That's what you take pride in. It's never about the money because it's not even real. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow, they could say that gold ain't shit because they done found a whole other diamond mine. You know what I'm saying? They done found a diamond mountain now. You know what I'm saying? And now whoever the fuck got a hold of this shit, he about to overcharge this shit. That's the new currency. You know what I'm saying? So now you got to hop on this system, which all is the energy system, which means the energy that you exert brings back this currency. You know what I'm saying? And it rolls like that. So take pride in providing and getting the tangible things that the money allows you to get. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Don't even focus on the money.
Don't even do that.
You know what I'm saying? It's about
tangible. And nothing more tangible than being able to spread this shit and then make 10 different kind of incomes.
It's about goals and providing.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Before it was the dollar, they had little paper notes, and it was just coins at one time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a millionaire with a bunch of gold coins?
Come on now.
A million gold coins. You got to count them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta count them motherfuckers. Anyway.
Oh shit, nigga, give me a bronzy, motherfucker.
Give me a bronzy.
Motherfucker.
Hell no. I can't, man. But I know exactly what you're talking about, though. Hey, yo, we about to end it just like that. We about to go ahead and close this out. Just want to talk real quick to you. It's going to be a part two of this series right here. As a matter of fact, I think tomorrow is going to be a time that this presents, this topic presents itself on a broad level.
Yeah, definitely.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
We definitely going to have that in time.
Yeah. We going to try something new tomorrow, y'all. I think y'all going to like it.
Yeah. Try something new tomorrow. I think you're going to like it.
But you know, because it's always going to be all live all day, all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Alive is a brand, y'all. If you a loyal individual with vision and pursuing excellence, you live. I can't keep it that plain and simple for you. I'm telling you, if you are a live, loyal individual with vision, pursuing excellence. That's the E, alive.
That's right.
You all the way good. It's a movement. It's bigger than me. It's a we thing, not a me thing. If I kept it as a me thing, the content would be different.
That's right.
But we still building.
We still shopping.
Hey. We still doing our thing. We still dancing on you. Not singing.
I'm dancing on you.
Because dancing is a little bit more recreational than singing.
Yeah, right.
But anyway.
We smoothing it.
Real live talk. Yeah. I'm Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. And thank you for tapping in and tuning in to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show.
All live, y'all. Sean Capone, Cleveland's own well-known.
You know what I'm saying? Let's give it to them. Y'all be well. Be great like 88.
88. Shout out to 88. Shout out to the
breaker 88. You know what I mean? The real live sound song movement right there.
Yeah, man.
Sound song movement, boy.
Call somebody, goddamn it.
But yeah. Y'all be sucker free if you know how to be. For real, real, real.
Yep.
Simple and plain. Plain and simple. Real live talk.
We really in this motherfucker.
How about y'all? Get with you soon.